Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have on the website. They're free. So once again, head over to freetalklive.com to do that. Last night, Bonnie, you had a story that we kind of just kind of got, just barely got into the very end of the show from the Foundation for Economic Education.
Yes.
And it's an opinion piece about people being angry at the so-called elites of the world. And we got a little bit into it, if you want to kind of recap for us, but first...
Before we get into that, like, I actually want to analyze this term, the elites.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really common for people to talk about the elites and just assume everyone knows what everyone's talking about. And, I mean, okay, so there's a difference between, like, the money elite and the power elite. Except, of course, in a country where the money buys you power. So, like, we could be considered the information elite because we actually get our information from non-governmental and non-corporate media sources. So, I mean, I could be considered the massage elite because I'm better at that than most people.
He is.
For sure. But people probably aren't angry at you because you give a good massage.
Right, right. So,
but, yeah, the use of the word elites in everyday, like, libertarian Twitter, I think it's usually referring to people who run the show behind the scenes, like Klaus Schwab, but then the left likes to use it towards people like Jeff Bezos.
Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum.
So when I say the elites, I usually mean people I might not even know their names, people who probably tell the presidents what to do and we never will know their names, like families and stuff like that, just stuff I assume happens because I don't think Joe Biden actually runs the United States, but some other people might be talking about Elon Musk. So
yeah,
it is important to bring it up.
I'm glad you brought that up, Piklos, because I kind of touched on some of that last night when I mentioned that there's the people who have become wealthy through actually serving others and providing a good product or a good service and making their money on helping people. And then there's the people who become wealthy and through the use of the state and through forcing their competition out of business or not allowing them to even compete in the first place or whatever kind of state violence that we're talking about here. And I'm not sure who the article is really addressing. I don't know if we've gotten...
Well, it seems like they're kind of hopping back and forth between... what I think they're trying to defend is the money elite. But the thing is, like, the more corrupt a situation is, the more corrupt a state is, the more the money elite and the power elite are the same thing.
Sure. Yeah.
So, like, when you print off a bunch of money, all that money goes to, first it goes to the politically connected people, and then they spend it first,
right.
And then it trickles on down to the rest of us. By then it's lost a lot of what they call purchasing power. So when you have a more corrupt system like that, the power elite becomes more of the money elite.
And it's just the fact that a lot of these people who own corporations like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, I don't know the details, but in the United States, I know that we have, you know, corporatism, people going and getting deals from the government, and it's not the same as just somebody who made it big in the free market.
That's right.
They have, you know, the government giving them power to do things.
Yeah, and as we move to more sound money, which is very much where we're headed, I believe, as we head towards sound money, we get more of a point where the money elite is not the power elite, is not the politically connected class. So like Elon Musk, you know, the richest man in the world, although I guess that sort of changes every now and then. So
yeah.
He definitely gets most of his money from corporate welfare, from Tesla's largely funded by green energy initiatives and, you know, government money. So that's a case of being the power elite making you the money elite.
But, for instance, Satoshi Nakamoto or someone who we might be able to identify because that person's still anonymous, but somebody who was in early in the world of Bitcoin and held on for the ride, that's kind of a new money elite, right?
Absolutely. So that's someone who, Satoshi Nakamoto is hypothetically like the richest man in the world.
He's, I think, in the top 20 or something like that.
Well, and the thing about that is, like, it's tough to say because the price of Bitcoin is constantly changing.
Yeah.
And there's the fact that everything that ever split off of the original Bitcoin is money that he can spend in those altcoins.
True.
In addition to the, so I mean, it's kind of hard to calculate, but like, there's one of the potentially most rich people in the world.
Yeah.
And it's not because, it's quite the opposite. Not only was he not receiving this money from, printed money from governments, but he went completely in the opposite direction and gave us an incredible tool, and by providing that value became one of the money elite.
Correct. With we could identify him or her at this point, but that may never happen.
Yeah. Now, on the other hand, you have John D. Rockefeller, who like actually went from one to the other. So at one point he was earning all of his money from providing energy to people in an efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
But once he had enough of that, he could buy politicians and push out his competition.
Yep.
So
seen that done so many times in various different businesses,
right,
where the business becomes the regulator.
Right.
They write the regulations that the politicians then pass because they've got the politicians in their pockets and prohibit new competition, new innovators from coming in and shaking up the business.
Yep, and those are basically different by degree. So, like, even when you haven't performed what they call regulatory capture, so, like, even when you're not to the point where the corporation is writing the laws for the lawmakers, they still have this point where they can go, yes, please, put extra regulations on because I can afford a legal team and an up-and-comer won't.
Correct. So, Bonnie, what is there a way that you can kind of briefly recap without going through it again what the, I think it was Tom Mullen was sharing over at the Foundation for Economic Education before we pick back up?
He's basically saying people are being childish by blaming the elites. Like, the elites did this all to us. Look at the inflation and the way the world is today. The elites did this, and it's all the elites and not my fault. He's calling the people, I don't know, just of the United States, but it seems to be United States-centric, out as being the people who gave them the power. Because I kind of disagree with you and Arya's assessment of power. I don't think that corporations would have any power without the government, and the government has no power unless the people give it to them. So, I mean, like, we outnumber them, for one thing.
That's true.
So, he's saying, basically, there wouldn't be elites without the people who said, yes, give us the Patriot Act for more safety. Yes, give us this and that and Social Security for more security, you know?
Yeah, I don't disagree that it is because to some extent, people have consented. I think there is truth to that statement that, you know, people get the government that they deserve, so to speak. I mean, it certainly doesn't apply to those of us who are not consenting and would like to not be targeted and talked to by these government goons.
And
but because the majority of people do want to feel quote-unquote safe, they go ahead and demand mask mandates. They, demand all kinds of safety measures and, like you said, Social Security to be waiting for them when they get old enough and being taken care of from cradle to grave. Because of this mentality, it certainly feeds the largesse of the state.
And
for sure.
That's why I think if you're a person who's trying your hardest not to feed the state, then you just shouldn't take this personally. It seems to me that this article is pointed more towards the conservatives who say, oh, we need police to protect us. I don't care that they're putting red light cameras and invading our Fourth Amendment, all that. You know, I don't care about that. I just want to be safe, so I want socialized police. And then also the leftists who say, you know, I don't want to get coronavirus, a cold, so everybody has to be forced by the government to wear a mask, and I'll give them that power. It's not really, I think you and I will kind of take it too personally. Like, I didn't give them that power, but yeah, you didn't. But I think this is more towards the average American.
I'd say it's a combination, really, because on the one hand, you have these terrible power mongers who already have this plan, and on the other hand, yeah, you do have the ordinary people being complicit in their own enslavement.
We're going to continue here, because there's more of the story. That's why we brought it back up again tonight, to dig into it further. You're going to share more with us on the way here, Bonnie. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And surprise, post office police found to be using their social media surveillance program illegally. We'll tell you about that coming up, too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join the show. you. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Ann Pekels Mountaineer and Bonnie in the studio here tonight at 603-283-6160. By the way, you want to get into the world of cryptocurrency, you can go and get started over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and you will learn some of the basics about crypto. It's important to get those concepts down before you dig in deeper and actually maybe get some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or some other cryptocurrencies. In fact, you can get a bunch of them through Bitcoin.com. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop there over at Bitcoin.com. And if you're not brand new to crypto, you can get the latest news headlines anytime from the world of crypto over at news.bitcoin.com. Again, news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we'll continue with Bonnie's piece. Well, you didn't write it, but from the Foundation for Economic Education that you're sharing with us tonight about the elites. First Bad Slave is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Sorry, Bad Slave. We got you now. Go ahead. It was my bad. Yep, we got you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Good. Yes. I just want to say that, you know, if it wasn't for the extra powerful central government, the elite would be, you know, drastically emasculated.
So how did we get a super powerful central government?
Well, it's because of people on the left think that that's the right answer.
Oh, people on the right think that,
too.
I mean, the Republicans were in charge for many years.
They're always giving lip service to smaller government.
Sure.
And then
getting us into wars.
They don't follow through.
No.
Of course, but I mean, it's
just like the left
is
always giving lip service to being anti-war,
unless they're in charge.
There's incentive all around, and the right people are, you know, and you've got what the heck, you know, everybody consenting. You got to stop consenting at some point. Or we don't. We're not going to get anything different. I mean, at least get the New Hampshire, you know, general court to actually.
LRN.FM.
But he's talking about nullification there with the New Hampshire government possibly telling the federal government to go pound sand on various different
situation?
Issues. Various different issues, and there have been times when New Hampshire has done that. Of course, the classic example is seatbelt laws, where New Hampshire's state representatives have time and time again, because it keeps coming up by those who want to mandate seatbelts. The mandatory seatbelt law keeps on coming to the state house, and they keep on rejecting it. And therefore, they are rejecting millions of dollars in federal funding for, you know, the highway department or wherever it would end up. And so that's one example, but there have been other ones.
Well, and this is the thing. I mean, it's kind of like a biological or a computer attack. If you keep hitting it, if you imagine trying to beat down a door, mm-hmm. you know, you kick the door, it's still there. You kick the door again, it's still there. I mean, if you just keep kicking that door, eventually it's going to be brought to splinters and you get through. And the same thing happens in
You've
the
done
legal
that
system.
Before.
I haven't done And it, the same thing happens in the legal system. So, okay, this year we brought this up. Oh, it didn't get through. This year we brought this up. Oh, it didn't get through. I mean, the USA Patriot Act is one of the most tyrannical pieces of legislation ever. And every single year during the fall, they would bring it up. But after the Twin Towers fell, mm-hmm. all of a sudden there's enough fear that it gets through.
That's right.
And the same thing happens with every kind of expansion of government power. As long as we hand the ability to, honestly, to regulate anything by force. Like, you could pick the most innocuous thing possible, just the tiniest little nothing power, and if you give me the ability to enforce it by initiating force, by threatening people, I can tell you exactly how that one power will expand into an all-encompassing totalitarian government.
Yeah, I mean, that's what reminds me of what Harry Brown used to say. He was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in the year 1996 and 2000, arguably the last great Libertarian Party presidential candidate, sadly, but he was really great.
Last meaning most recent, not final.
Yeah, that, you know, he would point out that you can, even if you could somehow construct the perfect government program that was somehow efficient and only did one thing specifically and did a good job of it, you would not be able to, even if somehow you could get that to pass, which of course is highly unlikely because it gets through the political process and then it gets all kinds of modified, but even if it passed in exactly the way you envisioned it, you wouldn't be the one who runs it. It would be bureaucrats who run it, and they would come in there and demand more, you know, bigger budgets and expand their purview beyond what you, far beyond what you had originally intended for the program. And you'd have, before you know it, huge government as a result of that. So, Bonnie, you had this story here tonight that you were sharing with us from the Foundation for Economic Education.
So he goes through the years, starting as far back as the Constitution being a power grab that the people were okay with happening, that gave lots of, usurped lots of power from people to the government. And he goes through the years, and he got up to the breaking up of Standard Oil. He says, considering how his honest effort was rewarded by those it benefited, it's hard to blame Rockefeller for throwing in with the government in a scheme to make dishonest money at the same people's expense.
I don't know. I kind of don't have a problem blaming people for going in with the government and using violence to...
I do agree with that, but...
Yeah, I absolutely blame him. Yeah. I mean, so for one thing, if Rockefeller had not done what he did, especially with... So he used his political contacts to put a whole lot of pressure on every single medical school in the country. So they're getting sued into oblivion left and right, except the ones that he personally props up with his own personal funds. And, of course, he's getting lauded for this. Oh, what a great humanitarian. He's keeping schools around. Yeah, schools that were only threatened because of his influence in the first place. Mm. And which schools did he keep up? Oh, the ones that are prescribing petrochemicals. So at this point, every other school of medicine, and there were many, many schools of medicine in this country, but every single, and throughout the world for that matter, but every school of medicine was obliterated because of his use of government power.
Wow, I didn't know that about him at all.
Yeah.
Me either.
And that's why we're in the mess that we're in now, where, you know, Pfizer controls all of these democratic powers at the moment, and it's just another extension of the oil company using government power to destroy their competition.
And I think all that stuff is really bad, but it started off with actually being an honest company, and then his competitors appealed to the government for help, and the people didn't stand up and say, no, don't break up Standard Oil, don't, you know, we want a free market. They, you know, the people didn't stand up and...
Even back then, people didn't like rich people, right? Was
yep.
it, that was what they used?
They were like, yeah,
rights.
Break him up, and then he ended up doing bad things.
Thing
but that's,
right, more
that's
coming
the
up here.
Recap.
We'll continue with this story about people being angry at the elites. And I guess what he's saying is, well, they use violence against him, so you can understand why he turned the gun around against others, but it's...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing plans to combat rising gas prices. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't impressed with the plan to put an average of 1 million additional barrels of oil on the market each day from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve.
You know, I see Biden, he's going to take out of the strategic petroleum reserve, you know, which is just kind of like a Band-Aid. You know, it's not going to make a sustained change in the trajectory of the price of energy.
The governor saying the United States could be energy independent, but Biden closes Keystone, cancels leases, and refuses to open ANWR. The U.S. Drought Monitor says more than 40% of California is sliding deeper into a drought. Officials saying an extreme drought is affecting Northern California from Sonoma County north to Humboldt County. USA Radio News. The parents of Trevor Reed, a former U.S. Marine imprisoned in Russia, say their meeting with President Biden was good. Trevor's mother, Paula, describes the meeting positively on MSNBC.
It went well. We weren't rushed for time. He let us speak our mind for, I guess, about 40 minutes.
The meeting came after the parents had protested outside the White House trying to get put on the president's schedule. The U.S. is supplying billions of dollars worth of weapons and humanitarian aid to Ukraine as it defends itself from Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby assuring those resources are getting to Ukrainians on Fox News.
Of the $800 million package that the president signed out just a few days ago, there have been already almost a half a dozen shipments arrived in the theater. That stuff is not sitting on shelves. It's getting into Ukraine, obviously by the ground.
Ukraine is calling for more weapons and aid as the invasion continues. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Chicken or the egg? Was it the elites who created the system that is doing this to us, or is the system, which is people, doing this to us because other people want it done? Is it just what people want? It's total tyranny.
Well, I think it was Hamilton that said the purpose of government is to protect the rich from the poor.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That seems to be doing well.
Yeah, yeah, it's doing a great job. I mean, we really do live in exactly the world that Alexander Hamilton imagined. He wanted a big, giant, global empire with a lot of debt.
Yeah, 29, 30 trillion, something like that now. I saw something today about the Canadian debt, and I just thought, oh, isn't that quaint? They've got a whole trillion. But it is much smaller.
Well, you know, if they were the world's dominant currency, they could print like mad with no real
consequence.
Well, of course, we have consequences now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Bonnie, what else do we need to know from this story?
So in the last segment, we went through how this guy in the story says that considering how Rockefeller's honest effort was rewarded by those it benefited, it's hard to blame Rockefeller for throwing in with the government in a scheme to make a dishonest money at the same people's expense, referencing the breaking up of Standard Oil.
I think also referencing the foundation of the Federal Reserve, right?
Well, he referenced lots of different things. He went from like the Constitution.
But that's what he said, dishonest money. Wasn't Rockefeller involved with that whole group in 1913?
Probably, but I can't think of a direct line.
Hmm.
I mean, it would be kind of shocking otherwise, but I can't think of any direct... Hey, if any of the callers know a direct line between Rockefeller and the Jekyll Island thing, let me know.
Yeah, I can't remember. My 10th grade history teacher told us all about the Jekyll Island thing. It wasn't in our textbook or anything. He was like a conspiracy guy, but in a good way. It was pretty cool. And so that's the last time I heard about it, honestly.
Oh, conspiracy realist.
Yep. So anyways, he goes on to say, several decades later, Bill Gates built a software company that refused to send money to Washington. You rewarded that with full-throated support for the government's antitrust suit against Microsoft based upon the ridiculous premise that Microsoft had an obligation to design its product for the convenience of its competitors. Gates learned the same lesson Rockefeller did, that mob-styled, we the people can't be trusted with freedom. Better to collude with the government and try to control them. Who knows what they might do next? Yes, very wealthy people with names like...
Now look at Gates today. I mean, he's become a total, if he never was this way originally when he was just a computer nerd, he's now a total control freak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's I don't know how true this is, but there's kind of a story going around about, like, well, he was going to stay out of government until government threatened to split up his empire.
Yeah, that's what she was talking about.
Yeah, and I don't know how true that is, honestly, just diving into Bill Gates' history. Like, he has always been involved in the government.
Has
like, I mean, honestly, the development of our technology has been just completely intertwined with the military, with DARPA, with all of these government, mostly military programs. But so I think he always would have, but certainly historically he didn't make this turn until they tried to split up his empire.
I was going to say, I don't think that it really changes this guy's point that there was a antitrust suit against Microsoft and the people, you know, didn't come out and say, no, you can't do that, you know.
Attention. I mean, I get what he's saying. Like,
he's given so many examples,
fault.
Though. It's not just this one thing, and now it's all the people's fault. He's given a million examples that we've talked about since yesterday.
I don't disagree with what he's saying here, that ultimately, if people were paying attention and wanted something different, maybe they would get it.
So what, is it not their fault that they're not paying attention? I think it's their fault that they're not paying attention.
Well, I'm just pointing out that a lot of people probably don't even know anything about what he's talking about. Most people probably have no idea anything about the history of Microsoft and the fact that they've been targeted by the government or anything like that. These people are working. They're out trying to make ends meet. They're going to work. They're coming home. They're trying to ignore.
Choosing to pay their taxes.
Yeah, because they're
afraid of what's going to happen. Well, they know about the wars. They know about at least one thing.
Choosing not to burn Bitcoin.
You can't not know at least one heinous thing that the government has done. You've never heard of
Waco.
Okay, then you've heard of the war in Yemen.
You may know you may know that they've done something heinous. They may have even targeted you or your family members, but then you know that they are violent and deadly, and in a lot of cases, you will want to avoid them, and you'll take a plea deal, and you'll want it all to go away just so you can get back to taking care of your family, because you know the old saying is you can't fight City Hall. And if you can't fight City Hall, you sure as hell can't fight the state. And if you can't fight the state, you definitely can't fight the federal government. So there's this whole mentality of, we can't do anything about this. Even if we don't like what they're doing, I, the little person, cannot affect what is going on in D.C. And that's a good argument.
Well, it used to be. So, I mean, I definitely had sympathy for the idea of, like, well, there's nothing that the individual can do against this system. But that all changed in 2009. As soon as cryptocurrency came into existence, we had a way to fundamentally undercut the power source of these terrible mafias.
No doubt.
And I can't see how you could say that there's nothing the individual can do when the individual can all move into one place. That was decided before 2009.
Sure. Now you're talking about the Free State Project. Absolutely.
It's not like there's no option. I just think if you have a conscious and any type of morals, you're against the state. You wouldn't personally back the things they're doing. And if you can't do that, you're going to try to get a way to get out of it, get out of their system.
Yeah, I mean, if you are aware enough to know the principles of liberty and to care about those principles and are willing to actually take the risk of putting them into play, and to do something about it, then, yeah, there are paths, and we have taken that path of joining together with other like-minded people in New Hampshire who care about freedom and are doing something about it. That doesn't mean that it's an overnight process. It's going to take a very long time. But most people don't care about the ideas of liberty. They may not like what the government's doing to them, but they do like what the government does to other people, or they might
fantasize
about it.
And that's the whole point of this article. He's saying, you want to be safe, you want the Patriot Act, you want the TSA, but you don't care how it's affecting other people. That's the whole point.
No, I get that. I'm just saying for the average person, or for not even for the average person, for the person who cares enough about freedom to pay attention and to be frustrated by the lack of it, I wouldn't blame that person if they just wanted to try to ignore what was going on and just try to make ends meet and feed their family and go to work. That a lot of people purposefully don't pay attention to what, you know, happens in the real world as far as politics, because they don't think they can have an effect on it. They don't know about the Free State Project. Well, no, they don't know about libertarianism.
Well, there's an old saying that for evil to triumph, it only takes the complacency of the good.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely,
and what he seems to be calling for, like I see his point as far as like if there had been I think he puts it a full throated defense of the property rights of Microsoft.
Sure.
When they were targeted, I mean, like the people on the political right, the Republican Party, and those voters, they have at least a lip service and a reputation for defending property rights, for things being as they used to be, conservatism, and I certainly don't remember any of them speaking out and saying, no, you can't do this. This company has rights.
But even if they had, this is where I'm quibbling with his point, is even if a bunch of people had, call your congressman and tell him to defend Microsoft.
Well,
how many times has that done anything at all?
Well, he's way ahead. That was the last example he's given in this timeline of examples of times that people gave the government power.
It would have at least made the power mongers find a new way of attacking.
I don't think it would have done anything. They would have done
if
whatever
there had
they
been
wanted.
A public outcry against them doing this?
Yeah, they would have done whatever they wanted, and then come election time, they'd have all been reelected. Because it doesn't matter. I mean, look at what happened with a Bearcat here in Keene, for instance. Like 90% of the people of Keene, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, were against it. People spoke out. They called the Keene City Councilors, which is a much more intimate, connection.
Well, because in that situation, it's the people who didn't step up, like the Republicans who love cops.
A ton of people stepped up.
Yeah, but the Republicans who love cops were enough to be complacent and let them...
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open if you want to join us here. We're talking about the elites, people's anger at them, or should we be blaming the victim in this case? The people who've been oppressed by the state, many of them seem to want the oppression. So is it really their fault is why the elites have the
it's
power?
It's definitely
their
fault if you want the oppression.
Indeed. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Matthew, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. Matthew is a silver level supporter, which means that he's given, at least $5 a month to AMPS. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to our Patreon, and you can get signed up there and help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live to help us get the ideas of freedom on more radio stations around the United States. And elsewhere via the Internet, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks for doing that. We certainly appreciate it. So in just the last moments of the prior segment, I was talking about the futility of attempting to do something through the system, or at least the feeling of futility in a lot of cases, that we were this article that you've got from the Foundation for Economic Education is suggesting that if only people had stood up to defend Microsoft from the antitrust attack by the government, then that could have stopped this, you know, expansion of power.
Well, you don't have to give them support.
And I wasn't saying that it would stop the expansion of power. I'm saying that it would force them to go another route. So when people push back on ideas, you do actually see basic retreats from the expansion of power in that sector. You see them put those efforts in another direction.
That can happen, but I was given the example of something that happened a little closer to home here in Keene, New Hampshire in 2011 or so, I think, 2012, somewhere in that range. There was a proposal to accept a $280,000 grant from the federal government, taxpayer money, to purchase what is called a Bearcat. It's basically an armored personnel carrier for the police. It's a modified truck with some armor put on it, like gun ports and a turret, and it's all kinds of crazy stuff that they can do with it.
So a quasi-tank.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, it was called a tank by one of the city councilors at the time. And they, of course, you know, the police wanted a new toy, and
what city council is going to say no? Well, it turns out at least one member of the city council said no and managed to kick this thing down the street a little bit here to actually have a debate on it. Instead of everybody just voting for it on one night, he managed to delay that and alerted people to what was going on. And people turned out in a way that I have not seen until just recently with the COVID mask mandate situation, which you went to that with me, Bonnie, and that room, remember the city council room was packed, right? Yeah. It was standing room only.
Then they had a watching room downstairs because there was like overfill.
Yeah, the fire chief was downstairs. You could not come into the room unless someone left the room. So they were at capacity. And so there actually literally were people standing on the first floor. That happened recently during the COVID mask mandate hearings that they had late last year for bringing the mask mandate back. And the last time that happened was in 2011 or 2012 when they had the hearing about the Bearcat. The room was packed full of people, and every single person who spoke on that issue at the city council meeting, except for the police, every single person was against the acquisition of the Bearcat. Further, one of the city councilors, who ultimately was one of the three who voted against it, one of the city councilors said she was contacted not just by the people in that room, but also email, phone calls. Because here in Keene, you know, in a little town, you can pick up the phone and call these people, right? Like, it's not like the federal government where there's gatekeepers and staff members and you can't talk to these the house reps or whatever. So they heard from, she said it was 90%, 80 to 90% of the contacts she received were against the Bearcat. And that's got to be true across the board for all the rest of the counselors. But yet they all voted, not all of them, but, you know, 13 out of 15 or whatever it
was. But that was after however many years, I don't know, 200 years that Keene's been around of people accepting the corporation that is Keene existing. So no it's doubt. Not like it's just people need to suddenly just stop saying no to whatever specific project their city councilors are trying to push through right now. Saying yes to these entities existing from the beginning.
You.
That's why he went back to all the way to the Constitution.
I get that. I was bringing that up as an example of how it doesn't matter if you contact these people. That
I don't think
you
that's what he was saying. I don't think this person ever just said, hey, call up your reps and tell them not to go, you know,
well, what
sue
was he
companies.
Saying about Microsoft then?
Well, he gave so many examples before that. Yeah. He's saying you're accepting the government existing.
I get it, but calling them up and telling them to go away
never
won't work.
Never said that.
Calling them up and saying, leave this company alone, won't work.
Well, because of all the things that they've accepted so far.
Fine. I'm just saying, that's why some people are like, you know what? This is pointless. I'm walking away from this.
And they don't actually walk away from it. They pay taxes.
Yeah, because they're afraid of what the state's going to do to them. Look at what they're doing to the Crypto Six is another example. Look what they did to Ross Ulbricht. Look what they want to do to Julian Assange. These people are monsters. I don't blame anyone who wants to stay under the radar.
So how recently was the Bearcat discussion?
2012, roughly, 2011.
Well, did these representatives get voted out?
Of course not. Not a single one of them that I'm aware of were punished in any way, shape, or form at the ballot box.
That is really disappointing because you actually have a chance of doing that here that is unlike any other state. I mean, you only have, like, what, 3,000 people that each of the representatives
represents?
That's about
represents?
Right. But it's Keene, and we just need to give Keene to Vermont because it's literally ridiculous here. So Democrat. I mean, so liberal, whatever.
So let me give you a sort of counter-narrative on this.
Okay.
For the example that we were discussing with Microsoft.
Yeah.
So what might have happened if there was enough pushback, if there were enough people saying, now, wait a second, they have rights to their property.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they invented this technology, so why can't they profit from it? What might have happened, that might have sparked a larger discussion where people go, well, now, wait a second, it's a corporation, that's part of the government, can't the government tell them to split up or combine as they choose? And then we actually go into the, oh, wait a second, corporations were never designed to be this way. Like, the original purpose of a corporation, you had to do a public good.
Public goods, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like building a bridge or something, right?
Building a bridge, mm-hmm. building a dam. Infrastructure was the primary use case. In any case, you had to have a demonstrable public good in order to to make a corporation in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, they had a time limit on them.
Mm.
So
wow.
Even while they were doing this public good, you could only have a corporation for so long.
Okay. That changed.
Yeah. I mean, that changed around the turn of the century, around the same time that we were talking about earlier with Standard Oil being broken up, with the creature from Jekyll Island, as it is less than affectionately known, the whole Fed system. I mean, that was also the same time, the turn of the century, when the purpose and allowable use of a corporation was changed so that they could be perpetual and that their purpose could be profit, which... That's kind of insane, because, I mean, profit can come, as we were discussing in the very first segment, like, you can get rich two ways. You can get rich because you actually helped people,
mm-hmm.
or you can get rich because basically it's stolen money.
Sure.
So you can. So if you have a perpetually existing a phantom, if you will, which is what a corporation is, it's a legal fiction.
Sure. File folder.
Right.
Papers.
Right. If you have this perpetually existing ghost whose only purpose is to consume, to create more and more profit, then some of that's going to help people and some of it's going to harm people. And that's just going to feed into, well, the corporatocracy that we have now.
Okay.
Now, this is a conversation that could have been sparked back when Microsoft was being threatened to be split up.
Or when Standard Oil was being attacked.
Yeah, all of this time, like these, and sure, it's not going to stop them, but it's going to slow them down. It's going to make them find other ways to take our power from us.
Okay. What's next, Bonnie?
He says, yes, very wealthy people with names like Schwab, Gates, Bezos, and Benioff get together with government officials at meetings like the World Economic Forum and the Bilderberg Group, where they make all sorts of nefarious plans for running your life. Guess what? That's just talk, something they have every right to do. Only power you gave the government gives it any teeth. Like Frankenstein, only you can destroy the monster you created. Even if the government continues to... Oh. Canadian truckers are showing you how, even if the government continues to physically remove the trucks, the truckers still have the power. By simply refusing to drive, they can bring the global elite's managed economy to its knees. If they remain resolved and people support them, they will win.
Yeah, that was an interesting situation. We followed that quite closely. We can talk more about the truckers and whether or not they've won. This is Free Talk.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.